You're now listening to Sleep Time Sober.
Listen up, everybody, as you tune to this podcast. Sleep Time's Over, come closer to get the raw facts. Zach Moore's hosting on the show, for sure. Recording live from July, that's the dope, you know. Talking reminiscing about the good old days in the now. Sipping on that old fashioned at the room at Eyebrow. That's right. Location worldwide on your stereo deck. On your phone, on the pad, but guaranteed all fresh. Reviewing music and the news instead the media mix. Got the blueprint with the newness that the people will take. Good old America ain't ready for the island of slang. Sleep Time is Over, give a toast up to the rest of the gang. To your tribe or the vibe or the freak on the mission. Suggest you dive cause we live on the mission. Listen, he got the voice that got the locals on vote. Zach Moore's from there, but from now lock it in for the show.
Sleep Time's Over, episode 148. Tonight's guest, we got Mr. My Guy himself from Bar Leather Apron, Justin Parr, from Living 808 and KHON tonight, Jenna Weissman, Mikey Moniz, and a performance by Big Mark Silver. Over here on the ones and twos, we got DJ Freeze, the Somalia of the Stars, Mr. Scott Cameron, your host tonight, DJ Zach Morris.
The Lord Flores, yet again. 2020 is here. New year.
Hey, happy new year.
Man, it's the Barbara Walters year for you old people. You guys know it's 2020. Sorry. You know, I figure since we're talking about millennials, might as well just, you know, we age things out in this. We age theme things out. So if you're old.
We've surpassed the year in what is considered the future in Back to the Future Part 2. You know that, right? We don't have hoverboards and shit.
But there was a Miami team, though.
We got flying cars.
Right. So think of it, right? Okay, it's 2020, right? Think of this. Now, when we were in like 1990.
Yep.
And we thought like cars were going to fly and shit.
Yep.
Still nothing going on. We still got the same crap. We still got L&O. We still got the same mall that's the same. We would think the mall would be, things would be flying around. We'd think, Amazon, I guess, got drones. We got that. Yep. That's evolved. We got the internets.
Teslas.
But the Teslas, right. Elon Musk. Go
figure. Closest thing we got.
But wait, look at this, how this year is starting. We got like, you know, World War III is trending, you know, and the hashtags, you know. We got people getting beat up in the Alamoana. Get people get beat up at Don Quixote. What's going on during the day here? What's the matter with these people? You know, we got all that. Measles made a comeback. What? Good for them, right?
Hey.
Measles,
did
mumps,
we just get a shout out from the crowd for measles?
There we go.
Hey, all right.
Shout out measles.
I guess we got some anti-vaccination people in the crowd.
Well, it's a dirty kind of a show.
Measles.
I mean, and there's what is foot mouth disease? Whenever I think of measles, is that
hoof and mouth
disease? DJ Freeze, what is that?
Hoof and mouth.
Hoof and mouth? Like the horses?
Yeah, I believe. I don't think it's foot and mouth.
All right, well, it's once again back to vaccination. I don't even know what the Sky, do you have anything about that?
I don't even know. That was such a quick onslaught of topics there. I don't even know what to
a lot of disease, right?
On.
Once again, yes. DJ Freeze.
No,
once again,
let's
yes.
Let's just hope Iran doesn't bomb us, right? I wish DJ Freeze could play. Play the track right now. Here you go.
You know, okay, we vetoed that, all right? Let me tell you this, okay? We talked about that, okay? We're going to get bombed in the next half hour if we do that. We're not playing Flock of Seagulls, which Freeze is probably going to play right now.
It's the theme song to our end, man.
You're playing it, aren't you, Freeze? Yeah.
And I ran so far away, get it?
I just want to know that the views expressed.
You're so punny. Sky, you're so punny.
This man behind me. Yeah, you cut it. Okay, good.
Yeah, hell yeah.
All right. Right, good.
We're not gonna get the,
hey, man.
We're not gonna get the Illuminati.
It's a terrible pun, but it's I like it.
That's pretty good.
You signed off on that. I didn't. We gotta talk about the data breach. You heard about this in Mai Tai Bar?
What?
And Mai Tai Bar, Bubba Gump's got data breached. So what are the monks gonna do? What are they, all of their information, credit card, EBT? What's gonna happen? You heard about this? Freeze, you know about this?
No, what you mean breach at Bubba Gump's?
Data breach.
All the Cricket wireless phones
got
hacked.
The wireless phone.
Oh my God, they're going to know how many shrimp I ate.
All that kind of... It happened. It happened a couple of days ago. We got to recap things of, you know, before, you know, because we've been off for 2 weeks here. So we got the... Who's the whale guy? What's his name?
Weiland.
He's just going up to any building he wants. He just want to paint his damn whales, you know, like thinking people still like that shit. And like, you know, the 80s are over, all right? But... He did that in Maui.
Is this his form of tagging?
Right. Who's he thinking? Is catch one or something? What's his problem? So you got that going on. How was your Christmas and New Year's, Sky?
Well, you know, I'm a salesman.
That's right. Sales wine.
I'm a wine salesman.
That's
so
right.
basically during Christmas time, I'm working every day. I got to make end of
make
the year.
Make that money, girl.
End of the year quota. I got commission to make. So Christmas is like kind of a bummer month for me. Like it's not a super fun month. And I have barely enough time to Christmas shop. So great. How's yours?
Well, we did have the Are You Depressed during the holiday survey. And
I'm part of the depression.
Here's a segue from the previous episode. Freeze, what did you do before we get into a... what did you do for the holiday season?
I stayed home for New Year's. Usually I do a party at Aloha Tower. But
you're not DJing somewhere? Yeah.
No, usually I do Aloha Tower.
Like at Asylum till 6 a.m. or some shit?
I was there, though.
All right. Okay.
But in Kailua, I guess there's so many military people in Kailua now. They're launching off missiles, bro. Like for hours and hours, like blowing up houses. It was crazy.
Yeah, I was out of control this year. It was the most in a while.
I guess we're going to go into it. Like, what fireworks ban? I guess they say there's 17,000 firework permits in Hawaii. That's how many were signed up for this year. But aerials are illegal, supposedly. Bullshit.
It was all going off. Like, I've never seen that in at least maybe like it was the, eight,
it was
10
like
years?
Insane. The aerial show across like all the town was amazing.
But like Waikiki felt bad. Like they're like, what the fuck? What is doing?
Like Kaimuki was like holding it down. Like
You never think of Kaimuki and holding it down ever, right? So finally, good for Kaimuki to do something, you know, positive, you know. But I was always thinking, like, you know, with all this stuff going on, I would go back to my grandpa back in the day. All he would basically do was like take his handgun and he'd just shoot blanks up in the air. So I was thinking,
how'd you know they're blanks?
Yo.
Well, the bullet didn't come back down, so we ran, I guess.
That doesn't mean it just didn't come by near you.
You don't know that.
Well, you shoot it and you run, right? I mean, but he shot his gun up in the air, you know, like you just don't care. And then he did that. And I was thinking, we could just maybe shoot blanks. You think they could, this is not like a sexual reference. I'm just saying, you know, we're shooting. I'm just, as another option,
I like how you just believe
know.
Grandpa. He's like, oh, no, I'm shooting blanks.
Yeah, shout out, Grandpa's in the 80s. But
so, you know, with HPD having to enforce, like, the aerial fireworks ban, you think HPD just pulls up and just sees, like, this aerial display going across, like, the entire Honolulu, and there's just, like,
they just nod, like,
fuck it, or anything? Like,
yeah, look at this. Go down. Here we go. That's basically it.
I mean,
hardly anything that happened. Hardly any arrests, anything of any that...
Not that I heard about.
No. Nope.
Right. And then... Sparklers are part of this ban as well, right?
Spans
of sparklers out on the...
That was the safe bet back in the day.
Sparklers and you light stuff on fire.
You know what was the wild card firework back in the day? Jumping jacks. Remember these?
Wow.
They would spin, and then they would like land on the roof of the house and like burn houses down.
Everybody cry, piss off. Yep. Yeah. Or the gremlin. Remember the gremlin, the spinning circle thing?
Yes, yes. The green light. Yes, yes.
You know, back they don't sell that at Long's anymore, though, right? But these guys are all buying them in like some warehouse, Waipahu or something. where are these guys buying these things? Woolworths. No.
Oh,
no,
Woolworths. Man.
I figured they're buying Barbara Walters. All right.
This is all West Side purchases, I would imagine.
We'll figure for that. But as far as pretty much like you guys, it was the holidays were depressing. Yeah, I stayed home. Didn't do much. Clean house. Christmas Day. It's a day off. You know, you have a day off. You have a true day off. People like to do these parties. They like a Christmas Day, go to a party. Right. New Year's Day, go on a party. Just do it on a Christmas Eve so you can have that full day off. What do you think of that strategy?
I don't know. I got all this family.
Okay,
here,
well, you're depressed at this point. I got it. But I'm just saying.
You know, I gotta hang out with them, man. It's an obligation.
We need to value our days off, I think. You know.
Oh, absolutely.
Party all day. This uncle, that auntie, all these cousins. You don't know them. You don't want to talk to them. They don't care about you. And then you're going to have to spend the whole day with them. Just saying.
Look at Freeze. Freeze is already parties all day.
Freeze, like, how much family members you got, actually?
I have plenty of family.
Because you're Hawaiian.
Yeah, okay. I spent New Year just crying into my body pillow.
Wow.
Once again.
That's a visual.
We did a survey last episode.
I think it makes it worse because his like, leg is hooked around it. Right?
Wow.
Duh.
What brand of pillow?
Bruh!
The kind with the anime chick printed on it.
Oh, Sailor Moon, bro. Oh,
shit.
Wow, it got real dark. It got real.
What you mean? That was light. That was way lighter than everything else we just talked about with the free diseases.
Which makes, that's not a good start to 2020 show.
So, for 2020, we're starting a new year, a new decade.
Supposedly a new decade.
Do you have any New Year's resolutions? Do you ever have any resolutions? Is resolutions...
Okay, so you put it like this. All right.
Bullshit.
If you need to have December 31st to January 1st to be a thing to reset yourself.
Right.
How about we think of what you've been doing the rest of the year to even get you to that point? How about we look at that? And we don't need to base off a day to say, I'm going to change. I'm going to be nicer. I'm going to make save money now. You'd be doing this already in like in April and May, July. So to answer your question, no, I don't believe in it.
How about people in the crowd? Are you guys making New Year's resolutions?
People.
Okay. Everyone's nah. Everyone says no.
See, no need. Never mind. See, we got. See, it's not a thing, right?
I guess not.
I think I know the answer to this, but Freeze, what do you think of the New Year's resolution?
You should have a whole year's resolution. Like your life, if you want to change your life, you're going to change your life. Why you need, this one day I'm going to eat vegetables tomorrow. You a liar.
Well said. That's exactly what I was thinking, Freeze. Wow. Eat your vegetables.
Vegetables is?
Is that an issue, Freeze? Or what?
I don't know.
So first,
not
I
getting
don't know
enough roughage.
Bowels.
Wow, that's, I've never heard you mention vegetables or anything like that before. See, we're turning a new leaf.
Kumquat.
Wow. I don't even know where you're going with this.
Where did that come from?
Not at all. Are you a resolutions person?
I mean, I don't. I don't believe in the resolution. I just try in the new year to make small little changes as far as like little things, you know. Usually by the end of the year, I'm beaten down by the end of the year. So
as per what you said earlier, right?
Yeah,
December is a hell of a month.
I don't call it a resolution in the sense of just like, I'm just trying in the beginning of the year to do things a little bit differently, have a little bit more of a positive attitude. How's that?
Oh, because you're coming out of this
yeah,
grave.
Yeah,
because
I'm coming out
December.
Of the hellhole that are
and
the
then
holidays,
you just
right?
Pull out of that. Okay, right, I got it. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That totally makes sense. And then we got the new year for a lot of things have happened as far as off the show because we've been taking the 2 weeks off because
that's
of
right.
You know, Christmas. We got to say the Star Wars podcast that we did. We have to just shout out that one real quickly.
It's the ultimate nerd podcast, yes.
You know, if you want, you know, once again, I have to say, when you think of nerds, you think of masturbation. Freeze, you don't have to make
Jeez,
the 10.
Don't look at us.
No. Well, I mean, did Freeze, did you make the hymns? Did you do that? No?
Yes, okay. I did.
Hey, okay. That's part of the shtick.
On cue.
Good, thank you. So that was a thing that we did. The shout out to Just Bone. Shout out to Grant Capone Canola.
Yep.
And we did the Nerd Fest. That is the Rise of Skywalker.
I've listened to a lot of movie reviews about Star Wars. I think ours was pretty thorough. I think it held up pretty well.
It was pretty thorough.
Did you think so?
Very informative. I'll never watch that movie in the theater again, which is kind of a thing because I always would watch the Star Wars movie based off when I was a kid. I used to watch it 5 times in the theater.
Yeah. This is a
this
Star
cannot.
War, yeah, it's a Star Wars
no
movie
can.
That gets worse with every viewing.
Yes, no can.
I agree with you.
It's a very happy movie, though. So, like, if you're depressed, once again, in the winter, and you're sad, you can probably watch Rise of Skywalker, and then you'd be all right. Because it's the happiest movie I've seen in 5-10 years. Everybody's happy. No spoiler. And then we did that.
It's delusional, yeah. It's delusionally
right?
happy, yes.
Delusional things, right. And then after that, we have the shout-out DJ Freeze with the best of 2010 mix.
That's right.
You know, mixtapes are a thing. And so we went and we gathered, Freeze and I, all the hits of the hip-hop community for 2010. And then we're going to proceed to go through every year, 2010, all the way to 2019.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got time for that shit.
I'm going to tell you, I listened to the mix. It's awesome. I would say there is the one trend that I've seen that, because you guys both curated the music for this. A lot of booty music. A lot of,
well, you know,
a lot of club bangers. You guys was feeling the booty music.
We were feeling sexy at the time, right? And we were feeling ourselves. As a,
well, you did talk about masturbation, thing. So hey. Yeah, there right. you go.
Well, Freeze is still playing in the clubs. So Freeze has, you know, he's got the
finger to the pulse
to
of the kids.
Pulse of, is that a thing? But
I mean,
he's got that.
Leave your finger away from the kids.
I mean, Sky isn't wrong. Like, every year has tons of music. And like in an hour and a half, it's like, what do you actually pick, right?
Right.
So you kind of just pick like a theme. Like, if we went like too deep on the hip hop heads, then I don't know. Like,
you got to play the heavy hitters. You got to play, right?
I tried to go all the way around, but apparently I had time for two of the same
songs. Yeah, two
in the mix.
Trey songs.
Well, let's not announce that to
you
the
really
public.
Like bottoms up.
Yeah. Apparently,
the first Hana Ho of a mixtape was done by DJ Freeze. That's never done before. So a lot of stuff like that we took care of. But then we got to say that we're starting 2020 with a bang. Because we have, hopefully, if he's here, Justin Park will be joining
us.
Go figure.
It's
from
a rare
Bar
sighting.
Leather
it's
Apron.
It's almost like getting a Bigfoot sighting or something. You know,
I panned left and I saw something. So
that's crazy.
And then we're going to have, this is going to be a fun one. We're going to be talking millennial talk. We're going to have, it's going to be a great banter of what the millennials are doing. What is the demographic that I thought I was in, but I'm not?
Right,
and I'll explain that later.
DJ Freeze is going to put his finger on your pulse.
Ooh, that's, if this show can't get any darker, we got that coming up. And then we got Big Mox himself is going to be coming up. Finally, I want to have this man. And we're going to also be playing the first debut, make the millennials laugh with Big Mox and the millennials. Right. What fun will be had there? So let's go take a break here. Sleep time's over.
Woo!
Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
There we are. There we are. Sleep Time's Over is back. And a couple of news and notes before we get things going. If you're wondering what the shirt was, this is back in the day from episode one, we always would call Hawaii Jawai. We would call Hawaiians Jawaiians. Why not? And this man made a shirt about it. And this is shout out Bobby Valentino.
And look at that old school Stussy. Yes, to the Stussy logo.
The Stussy 8 ball, Jawai.
That's dope, man.
So you just go at his Instagram handle, at Jawai. And he's got all kinds of designs. Samoan gentleman. And he's a good friend of the show. The king of Jawai.
Talofa.
They call him Ooses.
And then we got merch here. We got, if you go to threadless.com, we have the Sleep Time's Over new one.
Yeah.
We got the black and red one. And then we got the mugs. We got Sleep Time's Over coffee. Coffee mugs.
Yeah. There you go. So you can drink on the job.
And you can drink on the job. So yes, we have merch. And then news and notes for the next show. Next week, we got January 14th. We're going to have Leanne Brooks back for Slowgasm.
That's right.
We're going to have Will Toffolo going to be performing.
That's right.
January 21st, the Farewell to Pine and Jigger show.
Wow.
The cops, they've taken down everybody. So we're going to do the shirt. That was a really weird boo. So we're going to do the show live.
We don't want Pine and Jigger to go away. That's why. That's right, why I'm booing the clothes.
But then when we
Pine
look at the comments, everybody just is sad about Jimbo's, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
everyone's whatever. Like, Jimbo's is going on.
Whatever. So yeah, so we're going to do live February 21st in Pine and Jigger. That's been at least 3 years since we did the show there. So who knows what's going to happen. They're actually going to be open. So who knows what kind of riffraff will show up. Shout out Nick Hammond. He's there. Inside
that
joke.
Is some riff raff.
Inside joke, yes. And then coming up, we got the Valentine show that's going to be in February, and we're going to have our special guest that's going to be serenading the Valentine's lovers and haters. Glenn Medeiros will be back on to sing. Nothing's going to change my love for you. I'm old. See, people may not
Hawaiian
know
Glenn
chocolate. Medeiros
makes
is.
Me want to eat Hawaiian-nose chocolates right now.
I mean, he's the president still, St. Louis High School. Yeah, Glenn Medeiros. Okay, so before. Our first guest. He's one of the main guys of Bar Leather Apron.
Oh, yes.
He's got upcoming things, Bar Maze. He's got Miro Kai Maki. But the most important thing of all is he's a Kalani grad. Ladies and gentlemen, Justin Park.
Woo!
Yo, it's like 1, 2, 3.
You good? Wow. Yeah,
the Chinatown legend here.
This is...
We were shocked. Man, we were shocked when you heard you coming on, man. You're
dude, my
elusive.
New resolution was to come on the podcast.
Wow.
Bro, I tell you, that How's is that? A shock
it's
to
been
us all.
4 years. I'm sorry.
You know, hashtag texting. Because, you know, if anyone knows this man, he's notorious. If you're not in the industry, or if you're not in the United States Bartenders Guild, or if you're just a guy, good luck getting him to text you back. Okay, so... It was a long time ago. So 4 years later, you text me back. He's like, can or what? I was like, all right, we're doing it. That's it. Sign it up. Sign the paperwork. That's it.
That's not true. I'm not even in the USBG, by the way. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, one of those guilds. But then you were telling me before we started here that your quote in Kalani, what was it, senior year?
Yeah.
Was Black Star?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Later.
I have no idea why.
Okay.
It was it's kind of dangerous to be an MC.
It is.
I was kind of an MC back then.
Right.
I wore chaps, jacket, and
wow, right? Yeah. Nautica, right?
Were you rapping? You rapping back then?
Every day.
I may have, but I
bars. You had bars.
Just had a sweet jacket. We used to like.
No, you just
from Liberty House.
There you go. So shout out. We're gonna get right
Liberty
to it. Liberty House.
House. Yeah.
Where places?
I'm excited. I've been thinking about this for 4 years. I don't know what to
think. Wow. Hopefully you have it all written down and got notes. Get the bullet points ready. Yeah. Shout out Liberty House. Many things were
Liberty House.
Were taken there. We never got arrested. We never did. Did you?
That's why they're out of business.
Okay, there you go.
Why guys are shoplifting?
Okay, obvious, Andy. Okay, Jesus.
I'm a prude, man. I didn't break no laws growing up, man.
Nautica was a thing. Tommy Hilfiger was a thing.
I was buying it.
We gotta take it. Yeah, like Ghostface said.
And Lugs. Remember Lugs?
Oh, God.
Lugs.
Lugs.
That's right.
Lugs.
From what about Oak Tree, Funkmaster Flex.
Oak Creamers.
Oh, shit.
Cavarici.
How much time do we have in this?
Yeah, exactly. See, exactly. Now we're proud.
It's a slippery slope.
Right.
We're just going to talk about fashion mistakes of the 90s. No, Carl Kanai.
That's it.
Cross Colors.
Boo, boo. Cross Colors was good. African American College Alliance.
Fido Dido.
Oh.
Oh, man. Deep cut.
We're getting deep into... This is stuff only Kalani people wear.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then from Kalani, so then I would see you like out at hip hop events, like stuff when I was DJing.
You were DJing at KCC all
KCC,
the time.
KCC, right? There was the raves. And then you was there with shout out Wembley Small Fry.
Yeah.
Shout out
Chariots.
Right? And then Flying Coffin. And then where did that evolve into the bar industry yourself? How did that transition go down?
I worked in a restaurant at Buca de Beppo and then just kind of fell in love with the service industry. And then from there, I didn't want to be a restaurant manager. So like the bartender was kind of the top of the chain. So that's kind of where I was aiming to position myself. And then so then one of the managers and one of the bar manager at Buca was like, hey, let's open a sports bar. I was like, sweet. Yeah, I'm down. I'm like 24 years old. I saved... like 10 grand.
It's pretty good for 24.
Pretty good, right? Yeah. And then like put it all into the business and then we closed in a year. But you know what? It was good. I learned what not to do.
What was the name of this?
It's called Richter's.
Where was this? I don't remember.
So it was Snappers. You know Snappers?
Oh, Snappers. Okay, yes. Yeah.
So then it turned to Richter's and then it turned back to Snappers and now it's, what's the one that used to have all the beer at university? Tropics?
Oh,
Tropics.
Tropics.
Was that it? Yeah.
Now it's called Tropics.
That was the space you're in?
Wow.
Dude, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
It was terrible.
Speaking
of
riffraff.
It was so terrible.
Right.
Wow.
Snappers, I DJed over there.
Snappers and Richter's. It sounds like STDs.
Yeah, see, getting back to the previous segment.
So bad.
Good tie in there, Justin.
Yeah.
So from there, when did you get yourself over to Manifest? When was that in the chain?
So when we closed Richter's. Then I was working. So the guy that I opened the place with, who I maintained a good relationship with, his baby's mama owned Blue Water Grill in Hawaii Kai.
Oh, okay.
So I went there just in between. You know, it was kind of nice because I was in charge of everything at Richter's, and then went to Blue Water Grill, and I was just like a server, and I was like cool. But then I got cut. It was not good. And then Brandon, the owner of Manifest, reached out. Good friends since we were kids. We played in the band together for a long time.
That's right.
Yes. We skipped a lot of stuff.
What was the name of that band?
Yeah,
called Center City. Nice. Well, there's a couple of them. We had Center City, and we had Vicious Fishes and Scary Areolas.
This is like punk?
That's right.
Pop punk?
It sounds like ska.
It progressed. It was like punk to like hardcore.
Oh, okay cool.
So you good reminder there. So let's get into that for a little bit.
Okay, let's do that.
Because I remember Scary Areolas.
Yep.
Try to say that five times.
What was it called?
Scary Areolas.
Oh, Scary Areolas, yeah.
It's kind of hard to say,
and
right?
There was an offshoot band called Akamai Boys. Oh, I don't know if anyone remembers that.
Akamai Boys, really?
The shirt kind of looks like that Jawai shirt, but it said Akamai Boys in the back. It said So Fucking Crip. 2000. Okay. It was so good. Such a good shirt.
This is early 2000s.
This was Flying Cough, Jason Gomez. Yeah, this was early 2000s.
This is like 01, 02. Like,
no, this is like 05.
05, okay.
Yeah. And that was the... Because that was when Jason got... When did Flying Coffin begin for him? Because that was along the same lines.
Yeah, it was 15 years ago now.
Yeah, okay. So
yeah, so right around that time.
2005.
And then they all moved to Seattle. All my closest friends except Lucky moved to Seattle.
Shout out Lucky.
And then they had kids. And
Lucky's still doing tattoos?
Lucky's still doing tattoos. Yeah. He should be on here.
If we can find him once again, hashtag texting. Oh, you wackos. Kalani.
You got to be elusive.
Right. So how come you didn't go to Seattle? What made you not...
Because Hawaii.
That's right.
Right.
Actually, I moved away after high school to New Mexico for about a year and a half. Okay. And I was like, fuck this. Oh, and I came back. Baywatch Hawaii was on at 3 a.m. and I used to stay up to watch it.
Oh, it's like, perfect time nostalgic. For something else.
Yeah. Oh, right. Jason Momoa.
Momoa. Old school Momoa.
Well, there was a time, though, where like a lot of the people we knew in the hip-hop circle, like Seattle was the trending.
Yeah.
That area was, everybody was seemed to be going there for some reason.
Yeah. Because of hip hop. Like, I'm going to get these names wrong. Anticon and like.
There you go.
Slug.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, remember the shows at Big City Diner?
Big City Diner with Jamal. Yep.
Jamal used to put on.
That's right. She was there.
Boak played there.
Boak was there, right?
Played there.
Boak with the Legend of Zelda beat.
Yep.
Remember that? Oh, so
of all the guests, we thought we would have you on before we get the elusive Jamal on. We had Jamal on.
Oh, yeah, even Jamal got on here. Jamal doesn't know how to use his phone, for
God's
sake.
I have the best Jamal story ever.
Here we go.
We'll save it. We'll save it.
But we'll save it for what?
Okay.
No, we're letting it all out now.
Does anyone know Jamal? You guys know Jamal?
Kilowatts.
Mox knows
Kilowatts the Mongoose.
There you go. Yes.
Jamal is the fucking man. But we were like the little kids, kind of like skater kids, hip-hop, whatever.
Yeah.
And Jamal is like the guy. He could get us into all the clubs, the shows, free, whatever. And one time we were like at his house, and he was like, bro, you guys like see some pictures. Do you remember his girlfriend used to be like a Budweiser model?
Yes.
Oh, she was so hot. So he's like, bro, you like see some pictures. And he like pulls out this book. I hope he doesn't get mad for me telling this.
He's not. He's nowhere.
He's not listening to this. No. Trust me.
He uses a flip. He uses a flip phone.
They're all like nudes, and we were like, he's gonna DM me after this.
Right.
Yeah, I have a lot of Jamal stories, but we'll just.
There are many Jamal stories.
That was amazing.
Well, of course, there's always the infamous one of Jamal at the beach with the surf shorts.
Yeah. His dick was hanging out of the bottom of his shorts.
Well said. Yes.
And we were like, Jamal. I was like, Jamal, what is that? He's like, oh, brah.
Just like makes you want to tune into rewatch the Jamal episode. Dude, huh? Yes, he has a big ding ding
hammer.
Yeah.
Bro,
see when Free says weird. What the fuck,
it was super weird.
That was very bizarre. Very
scary. That's the homie for life. But I didn't know his boto. Like what the fuck
is wow. That's not a boto. Boto is like
hashtag
smaller.
Boto talk.
Yeah, it's like a bato or something, right? It's like something bigger
it's like
mass.
A snake.
Gosh, we're really diving dark, aren't we? Into this.
That's why they call him the mongoose.
Ooh. Yeah, kilowatts.
Once again, the Jamal episode on YouTube. Yeah,
Jesus.
But yeah, we all have these crazy stories about that guy. But that was that time where we all kind of we knew each other. We were mid to even late 2000, like 2008, 2009 area. And then was that around that time then that we're looking at Manifest?
Yeah, so Manifest was like, so before Manifest, I worked a little bit at Bar 35.
Okay.
Yeah, and Brandon worked there. Okay. And like, it was nice because I took the role of just like a bar back.
Yeah.
And it was just head down work. Yeah. It was great. There was a guy, George, he used to run it. He's like, anyone who knows George and worked for George, he was terrible, but he was awesome. If that makes any sense. Okay, so Alicia Yamachika.
Hey, all right.
Hey, shout out.
Okay.
So everyone's excitable.
So she was like a gun for hire. She'd work first Friday. And George's big thing was when you walk behind someone, you yell behind as loud as you can and you tap them. Right, which is the worst. Okay. It's the worst thing. But so he was like, yo, he's from West Virginia. He's like, yo, dog, Alicia doesn't yell loud enough. And I was like, George, it's super loud in here. She's super tiny. What do you want me to do? He's like, I want you to take her out. I was like, what? What do you want me to do? He's like, just walk into her. George, she's like half my weight.
Like shoulder check her?
Yeah, like straight just walk into her.
So people that don't know, Alicia's
like
5 feet.
I thought it meant like a date. I was like, take her out. Like,
yeah, take her out, like knock her down while working.
Wow.
It's like, Jesus. So anyway, this guy was all about teaching lessons. I didn't do it. I like totally walked in there and just grabbed her. I was like, I'm supposed to walk into you.
But, wow. And she's like, what are you talking
time I
about?
I talked to her, yeah.
Thank goodness, man. You would have got me too'd, man.
I know.
Yeah, well, different time, different era.
No, different. This is before that.
You lucked out. Yeah, you lucked out. Different
time. You should have brought it up now.
Yeah.
Wow.
George probably got so much me too'd.
He's probably in jail at this point.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Based on what you're saying.
Yeah, he's...
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So then, what got you the whole going into the craft cocktail thing? What got you into that, the chemistry
Is? So then we opened up Manifest. You know, there was like, we were super jazzed about it. There wasn't a real theme to the bar. It was just kind of like, well, I guess there was coffee, art, or cafe by day and cocktail bar by night, whatever. Or cocktails or nightclub by night, pretty much, because Del of them started
from
the beginning,
Yeah.
But there was like, it was lacking some sort of identity. You know, and cocktails were trending really hard in like the East Coast to West Coast, but
yeah,
it hadn't really hit Hawaii too hard yet, other than like, you know, the Mai Tai and the classic or the tiki style cocktails, I guess, that everyone affiliates Hawaii with. But so I just like, gin was actually the first thing I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to get every gin that I can get.
Okay.
I'm gonna learn about it. I'm going to learn about gin cocktails, and then I'm going to sell gin cocktails to these 21-year-olds listening to hip hop at 10 p.m.
Right.
Yeah. And it didn't work. It totally didn't work.
Well, I was going to say, because if it's a crowded night, you can't do anything intricate, right?
Yeah. Chilled Crown Pine Back.
Exactly. Right?
And I was like, well, what about a Corpse Survivor number two?
It's the, yep.
Yeah, is that somebody actually saying
that's
that at
the
club
recipe
night?
For regret.
I highly doubt
it. I would say it. I know you like Crown Royal with pineapple juice, but how about...
How about the Corpse Survivor?
Yeah, French aperitif wine, a little absinthe. Absinthe, what is that?
So you brought up Mai Tais. So what got you into winning like every Mai Tai competition everywhere in the galaxy?
So you're getting ahead of...
I'm excited.
Yeah. So gin didn't work, so I got into whiskey. But during this process, what I did is I learned about spirits, right? And like whiskey became very popular real quick. So everyone's like, oh, old fashioned, you know, it's everything.
Right.
It's coming full circle. It was popular before. It's popular again. And then so I was like, okay, cool. Like there's people who come here and enjoy it. Even though they're not coming for that, there's a reason why they're like still in, like ordering the cocktail when it's like nightclub essentially, right?
Right.
So I was like, I got to like get this out to like the larger like community of people. So I thought, okay, if I enter cocktail competitions and you do good and they put your name inside the newspaper, then they're going to come. Like right. Not just the nightclub people, right. But like the earlier crowd. So that's how it started.
Right.
So I entered everything I could and then, and then that was it.
And you just one after the other.
It was awesome. It was cool. Yeah. Got to travel a lot for cocktails and that kind of stuff, but more importantly, like it kind of, I felt as an ambassador for Hawaii.
Yeah,
you know, getting out there, winning was cool, and losing sucked. But like what I learned over time was like it's the experience and what you do with it when you come back.
Right.
Yeah,
and I think because of the fact that I don't even know it was like a slash creative, but you're like you know like how we were like we're into things that. The mainstream didn't like it. We were like anti, but we like different things and out of the box thinking.
Mm.
And did you take some of that and
for sure
apply that to the
Mai Tais? Like art, you know, like art was always shout out art. Actual art, like
shout
art,
out bucket ice
artwork was like I was really into painting and art and carving anything art.
Yeah.
So like I could make a cocktail and use like that like a passion of mine exactly. The same thing. So. It was really fun. I got to, like, I used it a lot in a lot of different of the competitions, I guess.
Right. How many total did you, do you know how many total that you won?
Probably like 100. Oh. No, I'm just kidding. You know what?
So, believed
like,
it, right?
No. Listen. So some of them, like you do a local one, it you go on to like a regional and then a national and then an international.
Yeah.
So that's, I just counted as one. So, but okay. Like for like 5 years, a bunch. I don't know. I didn't count. Because I don't fucking care, really. I just am glad that I get to see shit. Yeah, for right. Sure.
So then are we now caught up as far as after getting the recognition, after getting the name out there?
Mm. Yeah.
What did you do with that? How did you take that?
So the story I always tell at the bar is like 2014 was kind of like the biggest year for me traveling and cocktail stuff. So I had won a couple of these like local or regional and then national, and I was going international, so I was representing the U.S. In South Africa, Cape Town.
Yep.
It's called the WCC, which is the World Cocktail Championship, and it's really sponsored because it's like big money. There's a lot of countries involved, so you like basically you can use 5 ingredients, but you have to use these 3,
yep.
And you can choose the other 2, and you have this style of cocktail, you have to use this style of glass from this brand. It's really brand driven.
Right.
But when I was preparing for it, like I couldn't find anything domestically or no one in the US. Like the cocktail competitions don't really like carry as much weight to the USA as like maybe a publication or something.
Oh,
right?
Gotcha.
But like you win like if you're from Chile and you win like the world's cocktail championships, like you're blown up. You're good. So I found this video online. It's called NBA Cocktail Presentation. So NBA is the Nippon Bar Association, the Japanese, essentially the US, what USBG is in the United States, NBA is in Japan. And this guy was making a cocktail, and I was like, it was like just very fluid, his movements. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to make my drink like this guy. Because the biggest thing that I think I lacked was a technical aspect of making the cocktail. So like I literally set up my iPad and I made this cocktail like this guy. So everything like stirring, pour the jigger, wipe the bottle, everything. It was all that. I did it for like weeks while I was preparing for South Africa. So fast forward, I go to South Africa. We do like a drawing and I draw the second round and I'm making the other 2 countries making cocktails with the US was Mexico and Japan. So I'm like setting up, and like I look, and then that fucking guy is right there, like in the front.
Right.
That's the guy.
Yeah,
the Michael Jordan of Japan.
He was the guy who I was prepping, right? His name's Takafumi Yamada. He's a bartender from Yokohama, and like, so I was doing the, I made the cocktail, whatever, and like, the guy from Japan literally knocked one of his glasses down, the empty chill glasses, boom, and broke. So he's DQ'd. Like, wow. You're just DQ'd because you have to submit four cocktails.
Got it.
This guy broke one while he was making it.
That's it.
So literally I felt like everyone on that was supporting the Japanese competitor just like looked at me.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, I was even more nervous. Anyway, I finished and I'm leaving the stage and he comes up and he's like, Justin, he introduced himself and he's like, you have very like, Japanese style. And I was like, oh my God. But it's this dude from YouTube.
It's your style.
Yeah, anyway. So he invited me to Japan. I saw his bar. And then, you know, like I look at him as like my biggest mentor because he's the one that kind of like, got me like, okay, this is career for me. This is what I want to do. But he looks at me like kind of like the same because we both competed at the highest level of cocktail competitions.
Right.
But yeah, so now I go there every year, a couple times each year.
And the Japanese influence is really big.
Just the attention to detail.
Right.
Yeah. Not just bar. I mean like fucking Shinkansen.
Right.
You get off, they clean it. It's everything is just attention to detail. Yeah.
Right, right, right.
So like that's kind of like, that's what inspired Bar Leather Apron. And everything moving forward is just that attention to detail.
And even getting to the presentation of some of your competitions, you kind of take them outside the box as well. From like you had like, you know, you did the Star Wars one.
Oh, yeah. So they're all different. You know, some are like, some involve storytelling.
Right.
You know, it's essentially, and this made a lot of sense when it was put to me this way. It's like a cocktail competition is someone judging the taste of this drink.
Yeah.
But a bartending competition is judging how you host, how you present, how everything is really like full circle. So that made a lot of sense. So I stopped doing the ones that were just submit this drink online and then whatever.
Yeah.
And I started trying to do the ones where you're able to like share experience, I guess.
Like what's the wildest creative presentation you've ever done?
So World Class, Diageo is a big company that owns majority of probably the whiskey up there, but they own Tanqueray, they own Johnny Walker. They're kind of like the biggest spirits company. So I was in like the regional, the first round you have to submit online and they select you go to regional, you know. So I was actually I got selected with Dave Newman.
Hey, there you
me,
go.
Dave, and
shout
Nick.
Out.
Remember? Yeah.
Shout out
Dave.
Yes, Nick Gray.
Nick Gray. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mustache.
Mustache of the game. Yes.
So we all went up together to San Francisco. That's where they held the regionals.
Yeah.
And the challenge they presented as challenges. The challenge was you could present a spirit and you can't use more than two ingredients it was called like the perfect serve or something like that.
Okay.
So I used Ron Zacapa, which is a rum, and it's from an island. No, it's from Venezuela, somewhere. It's from Hong Kong. Have you said?
No. Is that it?
No, anyways, I can't remember where it's from right now.
Venezuela,
but
Hong Kong.
So what I did is I took the story of the rum.
Yeah.
And I tied it together when I was doing it. So what I did, because I was only going to serve the rum neat, but I wanted to like give a big experience. Like, so what I did is I blindfolded the judges. So I presented and I said, welcome, I'll be featuring Ron Zacapa XO, it's blah, 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 all the kind of details and things. But before I start, I want you to put these blindfolds on. So it was kind of like awesome because like when you're like – sitting in front of a judge and they're just like looking at you, it's super nerve wracking.
Right.
You know, and you're like shaking.
Yeah.
But you blindfold them and fuck, it doesn't matter.
Right.
They can't see you anymore, right?
Yeah.
Sexy.
So I knew, so I took the sight away, but I knew they had the smell, they had the touch.
Right.
So I was like, okay, so I'm going to take you, and I had all these like sound clips that John C made for me.
Oh,
shout out John C.
Shout out John C.
Yeah, John C.
What kind of
So it was like, I had like a little soundboard and I would press it and it would play the noise,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
So I had like, I was like, I got into character. I was like, oh, have you ever like, stuck in your day-to-day and blah, 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 in San Francisco and I had all this traffic and I was like, well, I'm going to take you away to this secluded beach in Venezuela. I should know the name. I'm sorry.
So you did a full sensory...
Yeah, sensory experience, right? So then I was like, please like remove your shoes without taking off. And they're like, remove our shoes. And I had like sand, like boom, I slid the thing in the sand.
Right.
And you're like, whoa. And then I had like the noise, and then I had like a water thing. I'm like,
shoot
a
water. And I'm shooting. Okay, right.
So while I'm like, while I'm doing this thing, I'm like moving all around there.
Yeah, heating lamp.
Right.
Yeah, sunburn.
And then there's this sweating, water.
So full experience.
Full experience. So we had, we walked through the jungle because where they distill is very high up in the mountains, and like I had jungle music and I was hitting them with the leaves. It was pretty awesome. Oh, so there's a guy, his name's Dale DeGroff. I don't know, he's like the king of cocktail. His son, Leo DeGroff, they have one guy in the room who's like there helping you.
Yeah.
Right? So he's in there and he's like looking at me like, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, it's awesome. So we have to dress up. So I was wearing a suit, whatever. And I come to the end of my presentation and I was like, so take you back to the beach and enjoying this rum, how like the best way to enjoy this rum. So, but I'm like taking off like my clothes.
Right.
Underneath I have like, and I've already put on a snorkel and I have fins. I just have like a Speedo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The
reveal.
Yeah. So like, and then they're like, I was like, so then I smoked the rum with Chiave because it has the beach smell, you know, and I removed it. I was like, please remove your blindfolds to enjoy rounds of coffee. Right. So, and like, I had like the two things up and I was just like in full on Speedo and they're like, what the fuck? Yeah, it was pretty rad. And then I was the last person to do that challenge. No joke. This, you can ask Dave, you can ask Nick. And like, it was a partition in the room because that's where they were going to be doing presentations. And they opened the partition early. I'm straight up standing in a Speedo, fins and goggles, and everyone's like, fuck this.
And I think this stuff is on YouTube too. I think you can find some of this stuff.
Now it might be. I don't know.
Because you did a lot of them. There was one where you, like, you did a USA thing where you had like guns in there and
kissing the baby, shooting the terrorist.
So you got that, right? So I swear I've seen some of those on there.
Yeah, that was like the Bacardi.
Okay.
Yeah, it's different. Bacardi thing.
Come a long way from Tom Cruise cocktail. Yeah.
But moral of the story is like creating the experience beyond the cocktail.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I mean, if you leave the judges to taste, and then it's like really like subjective to their palate, but you impact like the way they get it. It's like, oh shit. Yeah.
Right.
Welcome to my tasting. Take off your bibbity.
Yeah.
Wow. That's the freeze experience. The
once again, it's a dark episode. It's a dark one. So. So with all of the I wanted to get your thoughts on this. I just came back from New York, and the cocktail scene, speakeasy thing, is still huge. You got the Dead Rabbit, you know, you got Please Don't Tell, Death and Company, and they've turned basically into tourist attractions at this point. Yeah. They're just huge.
Yep.
What is the next thing that you see that's going to be evolving? That's like an underground, not as touristy as those bars. Whatever.
Who cares?
Saying? There you go.
Yep. Yeah. Right? It's a sensory deprivation bar.
No, I don't know. Like, I mean, it's. I think there's
the night bar.
It's just like recreating the old at this point, you know.
Isn't
like,
it? Is it like recycled?
Everyone
things?
Is like, you know, but tying in like your own twist on it.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Well, man, what's going to be your twist on Crown Royal Pinebacks?
Wait and see.
Oh, wait. I can see something. Then you got to get Everclear and get that.
DJ Freeze will play Bottoms Up all night.
Of course.
Wow. Trey songs.
The Bottoms Up bar.
I still got the freaking pop the tin, put it in.
I like it.
Right.
I'll go to that bar.
It's like you got to have a speakeasy in a speakeasy all of a sudden to be
like just no speaking.
Yeah.
Speakeasy and then no speaking.
Braille.
Speak it kicked out.
The menu is in Braille.
The Braille bar.
The Braille bar.
Wow,
Braille
brainstorming bar. Live on
it's
the
fucked
show.
Up.
It's fucked up.
Okay, so, can you not swear?
Speaking of, too fucking late now, but speaking of, let's look at the new project. So let's look into From Manifest and we Bar Leather Apron. Bar Leather Apron, you know, there was a time. I would try to get there, you know, every week and see your pretty face. And then, you know, it's a exclusive place for the people that don't know. You have 6 seats at the bar.
You just stop coming. Let me tell you, whenever you want.
I'm going to tell you, bottom line is this. First of all, you don't text back. Second of all, they have this ruling. They have this ruling there that you must be even numbered in your party.
New phone. Who's this?
Okay, iPhone 11. I'm just saying.
Who's this?
You need to have a... I were to go back, I'm going to text you. I'm going to say, I'm going to show up, and you're going to be like, okay, Ken, I'm just following the rules.
You know what? It's the challenge of creating an intimate space. Like, you can't, like, you know, it's like, it's, I think, I always say that the, kind of the battle between craft and volume, that's the bars.
Right.
You know, like, if you look, there's kind of a scale. It's like, the more volume you go, the less craft it becomes.
Right.
Because it's just harder to execute.
Right.
So, for that place, it's 25 seats, and that's all it is.
I just miss talking wrestling with you. That's
I do too.
Why,
I miss talking wrestling with you. That's why I came.
Miss talking about Thank old God. School Hawaii stuff.
Yeah, old school Hawaii stuff. You know, we were talking about like good pigeon, like pigeon words.
Yeah.
Like something that you hear.
Yeah.
And I heard like the best one. And I never even thought about it. I use it all the time. When you're in a conversation, like we're going back and forth.
Yeah.
And you say plus two, like plus two, he was fucking.
Oh, plus.
You know what I mean? Right. Plus two.
You gotta say it.
That's a deep cut.
Like, plus two is good, right?
I haven't heard that in a while.
Like, it's plus two. Like,
yeah.
Wow. Like,
plus two.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, that's a good one. And you probably say it a lot. Plus two.
That's like one of those indirect ones.
Yeah. Even like Max Holloway always says, like, I think so.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He once said, like, oh, I think so. He was telling me in my mind. He wanted to
for real.
Like, holy shit. That's stupid. I think so in my mind. Yeah.
Yeah. That was some of the banter that we would do that.
I love it.
And it was always strange because I would be at the end seat. This was like a streak of Tuesdays for like, I don't even know how many months. And you'd have a lot of tourists. You'd have just a lot of, you know, all these token
visitors.
Visitors. And then they'd be there. I'm like, what is going on? They're not paying attention. And it was always fun times. It was just, that's why I miss.
Yeah. So
I like to,
plus two.
Are you?
New Year's resolution.
For real.
Nice to see you. Plus two.
New Year's resolution. You'll be coming down.
Yeah. Come, I call you tomorrow. What about that one?
I'll text you back.
I talk to you tomorrow. We see Mr. Honolulu.
Yeah, yeah. Plus two. See, everyone uses it. It's so good.
It's an indirect one, right? So then, Mr. Honolulu is over there. I'm going to say shout out to him. He's over there. Are you there all the time now? Because you have a lot of projects.
You know, I'm there all the time, and I'm kind of positioning myself to be somewhere else all the time. So kind of took a step back as far as like being behind the bar every night.
Yep.
And now I'm like focusing on. It's tough because, a lot of the reason, you know, Chris and I, we asked ourselves, like, what do we want to do? We want to raise the bar, but we want to like create opportunities for people. You know, people who are enthusiastic about this stuff, like what we do. So, you know, it's a challenge because I'm learning how to share at the same time as they're learning how to learn.
Right.
Yeah.
And what are the new things? Can we talk about?
Yeah. So Maze, Bar Maze.
Yep.
Yep.
Not Maze. It's Bar Maze. Yeah,
there's a little Kako over the E. I don't know the other one. Kind of stretches the E.
Well, Kako.
When are we looking at?
There's two good ones. Kako.
When are we looking at ETA of this new spot?
Soon.
Oh, 3 weeks?
Soon. Okay. Yeah. No.
The old Dave Newman 3 weeks. We heard that
3 weeks. All right. Now, we're probably looking like this year.
Okay.
All right.
And then you'll be involved.
2020, be ready.
And then now you'll be involved with Miro. You'll be involved with the new
for
Miro.
For sure.
Miro project.
Oh, yeah. So we got Miro Kamaki as well.
Homecoming. Kamaki Boys going back.
And then you're going to be with someone, a friend of the show, a gentleman that happens to be here live. Chris Kajioka is here.
Hey.
I think he's still here.
Shout out to Chris. The show.
Right? He's still there? No.
He's right over here. He's right over here.
He's having a smoke.
To the right.
Okay. The lights is just blinding, I tell you.
It's crazy.
Welcome to my world, Justin. So that's going to be coming up later this year. Are we looking at Miro Kamaki?
Yeah, both coming up early 2020.
And then the concept, explain to us the concept of Bar Maze, because that's a different thing.
So Maze is derived from the word Mazeru, right? And Mazeru is to mix, stir, and mingle.
Yep.
Yeah, like that. Mix.
Like, basically like that, yes.
You're Mazeing right now.
Wow, how's you?
DJ Maze.
Why hasn't that happened?
Yeah, that's, I don't know.
Wow.
That's my DJ name.
You better take it soon.
Okay, so yeah, Maze.
Maze, so
it's like behind the bar, chef and bartender.
Right.
The space is small, intimate, but it's more casual.
Okay.
So no reservations, just walk in.
Okay.
But it would probably be one of the first standing bars in Hawaii. So
okay,
chairs.
Right. Yeah. So that's the unique concept that I don't think
like
is
nomad,
ever.
Like nomad.
Kind of like nomad. Nomad's chairs, but I mean like it just keeps the vibe up. You know, when you're sitting low like this, like it's easy to get super relaxed.
Right.
And super far from the mic and you can't hear me talking anymore. But then when you're standing up and you're like this, it's
yeah.
Cool.
Perfect summation of Maze.
Yeah. Plus two.
How big is the space? Like square foot?
Yeah, how big is this thing? Like,
so the space is the perfect size.
Okay. All right. We got it.
No.
Gotcha, bro.
You see how I said that?
Which is good. We have tall ceilings, so it's going to be two floor kind of thing. Yeah. It's not big.
Okay.
It's perfect.
All right.
Perfect. Wow.
No, but I was just thinking estimated, like, size of, like,
for the
amount
size
of people
perfect.
You can get in there. Like, 35 in there? Like, 30?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe even more.
Ish. Okay.
30, yeah. 50-ish.
And then food's going to be there. And
yep. Cocktails. You know what? So the way I put it is, like, so Chris Kajioka of Senia, for people who don't know, you know, he has a partner at Senia, so I never say Senia and BLA collaboration because it's a Chris and me collaboration. So I say, you know, it's not as restaurant as Senia, but it's not as bar as BLA.
Right.
It's kind of right in the middle. And then, his cheese plates smokes our cheese plates.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Big time.
And you have a good cheese plate.
I have a pretty good cheese plate.
Recollect.
Not no, yeah, but really excited.
Really a good cheese plate.
We're working with like a ton of amazing people. Okay. And yeah, super stoked.
So you got that, and then Mural.
Mural.
Mural would be in a few months, hopefully.
Yeah, like right around the same time.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, Mural was just an opportunity that arose that we couldn't say no to.
Yeah.
It was just perfect. Yeah. You remember 9th Avenue Bakery?
Right.
Yeah. So Mural took over 9th Avenue Bakery and it got really big.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah. So like I used to ride by Mural every single day, pretty much on my skateboard, my bike, whatever. And then when that came up and we went and ate there and I was like, I've never been here before. You know, it was my first time and it's been there for 20 plus years.
Yeah.
And then
it's Kalani region.
Yeah. So kind of worked out the details on it. And like, yeah, we're going to continue what Mural.
Yeah.
Yeah. Neighborhood restaurant.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Modern French.
Yeah. With some Japanese influence. Maybe. With some
Japanese. Yeah.
Yep. We're working with a chef out of New York as well. San Francisco. Murad.
Okay.
Yeah. He has a restaurant, Murad and Aziza.
Aziza. Chris worked there. Yeah. You worked at Aziza. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, just, you know, bringing in our friends and fucking dope people to make cool stuff in Hawaii.
And how is the Hawaii scene in 2020 looking for you? What are you, continuing to grow?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that, I think being able to, Hawaii is a place people come anyway. Food can be shitty and they'll still come.
Yeah.
So we don't have to pitch. We don't have to pitch people to come here. I mean, if we open Maze in North Dakota, it's I'm not going to go to North Dakota. Right. So we're already fortunate to have people that come visit us.
Right.
So, and then also I think cocktail culture, food culture, everything culture. Hawaii is so small. Everyone knows everyone and everyone's rising tide floats all boats. Yeah. So that's totally our.
Food scene's the best it's ever been.
Yeah.
I mean, just from my aspect, you know, been dining out for a long time, but I've been selling wine for 18 years in Hawaii.
And a lot of options.
The food scene now is amazing. Like, we're the best restaurants we've ever had.
So with the food at Maze, the collaboration there, it's going to be more of a casual situation. Will there be things such as the old stuff from the toast at Senya?
Right.
Things like that.
You know, Chef Kajioka is signature dish. I'm not sure if that one's going to be on there yet. You know, we're testing a lot of.
I think he wants probably to carve its own signature dishes for that.
Well, I mean, there's also an exclusive thing that we know.
He's going to do new stuff. He's going
to right, but there's one thing dear to our, I think, our hearts that
he'll save some toast for you when you come.
More so than the toast is, you know, Kajioka does this great rice that I think you know that he
needs to shut up about it.
We need to
tired. He's sick and tired.
The rice. Let me tell you something right now, okay? This man has a short rib. All right. The best, if you're local people, you want rice, you want the rice, you want gravy, and you want the mac.
Plus two.
Why are you doing this? Why are you torturing people?
I'm just saying, it's a good rice. It's a good rice, and I'm just saying.
Bro, just come. Just come, please. I want everyone to come.
I'll let you know.
Don't disrespect my local moco, okay? I need gravy with rice, bro.
There you go.
We're not disrespecting rice, Freeze. Calm down.
I'm just saying, bro.
The great rice debate. How's that one?
This is next level rice.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's next level rice.
It's next level.
It is. So yeah, we don't want to keep you because you got to go back to work. Yeah,
you're working tonight. Work, yeah.
Yeah. What time now?
Gotta wait. Parlor the Apron is actually on this street, and I drove and I parked freaking halfway. I was like, what the hell? I was gonna ride a Beaky. I was like, I'm not gonna ride a Beaky. It's raining.
Right.
Pretty much walking halfway back and then driving.
Oh.
I know, right?
Yeah, you drive. You're
do for
right.
you, 2020 boy.
2020.
Plus two. Well, brother, finally you got you.
Thank you
come
very
on
much.
Here, man.
Thank you very much.
And great times as always. So Bar Maze coming. Mural Kaimaki coming. Check him out now, Bar Leather Apron.
Yeah.
Justin Park.
Thank you very much.
Sorry, brother. Thank you. We'll take a break. I don't usually do this unless I'm drunk or I'm high. But I'm both right now and I need you in my life. I don't usually do this unless I'm drunk or I'm high. All right. And once again, we are back. And This is going to be a fun one because this is going to be like an age debate. I don't even know if it's a debate. I was kind of crushed because earlier I looked at an article that said that the millennial range is from 1978 to 1995. And I got really excited to be a millennial for
You're not.
First, For the first, I got it. It was a typo. That guy wrote the wrong number. Okay. But for that brief, give me a moment, a brief moment in time. I was like, I was at the forefront of this. So we're going to be talking all things millennial, talking to us old futs.
Yeah.
And it's only fitting that we're going to bring out our next guest from Living 808 TV. They just came out a new segment, Millennial Mondays. Let's bring them in. Mikey Moniz, Jenna Wiseman. Let's go.
Here we are.
How's it going?
Here
What's
we
going
go.
On?
Let's pop it. Woo.
Millennials.
It. See, that's it right there. We're getting there it. Go. We're getting it it's going lit. Right there.
For all Bet. Of our older people listening, it means it is fun. That's what it means.
It's lit.
Right? Simple.
That sums it up. Wow. That was a sample.
You know how to pump up a party, I'll tell you that.
I tell you what.
Your host on Living
well, I'm a little lit. So,
there you go. You know. Oh.
I don't even know how many times of the day are you really lit? I mean, is it a day or night thing? Or? Fasholi. How about that one? You guys know that one? I heard what? That one recently. Fasholi.
Never.
You
Jenna,
are not
you
a millennial.
It wasn't a millennial. Yeah, so some holly guy. Forget it.
Fasholi?
Yeah, Fasholi.
It sounds like an old shout Italian guy would say
Justin
that.
Justin from Earl Cacaco. Shout out. He's not a millennial, but he says Fasholi.
I think he's making up his own slang.
I like how he said it. He said it was like... There you go, for sure.
It sounds like a pasta.
And now we've gone into Italian time frames. So, what is the true definition, since it's not 77 to 95, what is the true definition of a millennial person?
Well, it's age 24 to 39.
Damn it.
In 2020, yeah. Jesus. And there's a lot of stereotypes to millennials.
Oh, yes, are there?
Entitlement, lazy. I usually say, what do you
if
think?
She doesn't know the original Beauty and the Beast, she's too young for you, bro.
Like, that's
for
a good one.
Like, that's a millennial, right?
Wow.
Emma Roberts too.
So wait a minute. Okay, so what's the cutoff? What's the year? When did Beauty and the Beast
I think original
out?
Beauty and the Beast was like 92?
Was it? Early 90s?
92, 93?
Wow. Right? That's a cutoff.
If she doesn't know that's Ashley it. Banks, she's too young for you, bro.
There you go, once again.
There you go, let's stop it.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
There you go.
I had to think of it earlier.
I hear you.
Right. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was 90, right, Sky? Was that when that came out?
Yeah, like 89, 90. Was, yeah, okay, the first season. Okay. Yeah.
Good cutoffs there. So what do you see right off the bat? What's the top thing 2020 millennials are facing? What is the main one?
I mean, I would say the growth of just everything digital. Like social media is just taking over. Oh, yeah.
I tell you what.
Yeah, I mean, I work in advertising and sales for Living 808, and it's just like the changes we have to implement to keep up with the social media advancements is crazy.
Yeah. I tell you, IG, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok.
TikTok.
Yeah. What? First of all, do you use TikTok?
Nope.
Right?
Really?
Okay,
I'm not there yet.
If you use TikTok, then you're a junior in high school. Sorry about it.
Oh,
right. It's a little bit of a shame, but you know what I mean?
So this creates another war, because now we have the younger than the millennials. Then we got that debate. Now, what generation are they? What are they called?
The X or something?
They're the X? Really?
Is it the X or Y? Right? I don't know.
I thought it was Z.
Wow.
Oh.
So Z is never mind then, right? They're
so what is the generation after Z? Is it one? Really? Like?
Oh, A.
I like generation AA. It's like alcoholics and not a generation alcoholics.
Oh, you're an AA. Wow. What if it was that? Wouldn't it be something?
Wow. I guess I got a drink to that.
Right? So, okay, so you bring up the social media. Let's talk about another thing that's very strange and it gets weirder through the years. Social interaction face to face with people. Now, what is the take there with the millennials as far as just talking to one another without the texting, without the DMing? Has that gotten worse? Is it, what?
I feel like it's gotten worse. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, from my perspective, yes, I walk around and I see people just staring at their phones all day. They're fucking, like, not looking at their surroundings, you know? But talking to, like, people that I work with, they're like clients who have to hire these millennials.
Right.
They're like, they lack the soft skills, the communication, answering the phones, being professional.
Right.
So it's definitely causing some issues.
Right. So then that's where you got the entitlement. You got maybe arrogance as well? Because they think that they know it all, that kind of persona.
A little bit,
when they're trying to interact in person, you know, they throw that at them and it just turns into just awkward.
I did this one thing with my friends like a couple weeks ago. So we went to a restaurant and we were all on our phones for like maybe like the first like 5 minutes of dinner. And I looked around and I was like, okay, you guys, seriously, let's all put our phones in the middle. First person to grab their phone has to pay the bill. Okay. So we put like, it was like maybe five of us. We put our phones in the middle and literally, you guys, we did not know how to talk to each other. We were like just staring at each other like, how's your day?
Isn't that sad?
Yeah. And then our food came and we're like, you know what? Let's start this challenge after we take pictures of our food and we post it to Instagram. And we did. But I mean, I feel like there is something, you know, I don't know. It might be anxiety. It might be,
Anxiety is an ongoing theme on this show.
There is anxiety, depression on all day.
We want to show people that we have a good life because Instagram is a platform. Instagram and Facebook is a platform to do that.
Right.
To kind of like, you know, that's where we get the stereotype that millennials are narcissists.
Right.
Because we're trying to show off and it's brand, our image, get attention.
Yeah.
So.
But doesn't it promote like FOMO, like that's like a real thing with like people fear like missing out on things and fear that they're not living up to what other people are doing, and that's causing a lot of like anxiety in people,
insecurity, like,
social
thing,
anxiety and insecurity.
Yeah. Right, a lot of these guys that's basically what they're facing with all of the things that they're posting and whatnot, and you know, themselves twerking or whatever, you know, like naked twerking. I don't know.
Yeah, so the whole point of the millennial show that we bring up on Living 808 is because there's four of us from different perspectives. So, you know, we would all bring something to the table. But basically, the whole point of Millennial Mondays on Living 808 is to kind of target that, I guess, audience, whoever you can relate to, and just know that you're not, you know, crazy. You are, you know, there are other people like you like there. And like, you know, we're dealing with the same thing.
Right.
Basically, it's like a community forum. You know what I mean? So if you're dealing with anxiety or FOMO or whatever, talk to us. You know, we're here. It's not just TV and, you know, audience. Yeah. We're like you too.
Right.
You
know what I mean? Just debuted. We record Tuesday. This was just the other day on Monday.
Yeah.
The debut.
Yeah.
And then you covered a topic called adulting, where very prevalent, because home economics class is gone from school. Mm-hmm. And that would teach us back in the day how to cook, how to boil water, how to tie a tie.
Wait, don't judge me, but I'm totally going to post this to social media right now.
Yeah, home, man. See? Oh, man.
How it ties in. There you go. You're going to go IG but, Live.
No, we're marketing, right?
Where's the social media director? Where's Jane Adz at?
When did home ec go away?
Home ec is not a thing in high school.
No, but when did it go away?
Is that like maybe like 2000s?
I don't even know.
Okay, you remember taking home ec, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, right. And that was a thing. You like how to change a tire, how to go and how to sew, right?
Yeah.
So you guys covered that in the first segment. That is a legitimate problem that we're facing. Like 10 years from now, are we going to have people that know how to sew at this point? Nope. Are they going to be like that genuine, that special man lives in, you know, on the top of the hill or something that we got to go to? I mean, that could be a thing.
Yeah.
So how can we rectify that? Are there classes that are out currently that have adulting?
I mean, there's YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube videos for everything.
Yes, that was answered by her on the show. And YouTube is everything. So, like, so where are these guys coming from that are YouTubing every how-to thing? It's just amazing how you can literally find everything.
And you can make a living off of YouTube now.
Oh, yeah, let's not get started.
It's crazy.
Pick your nose, you gotta get some money.
So, $28 million.
Yep.
That's insane.
Dude, it's crazy. Like, seriously.
Yes.
The
unboxing.
No, for real.
The unboxing, or like the Japanese girl is eating.
God, I
20
cannot.
Billion followers.
Mukbang, it's called.
Yeah, right. It sounds like some kind of vomit. I'm just saying that they're eating, and all they're doing is they're just sitting, staring at the camera, and they're just eating, and that's it.
So gross, and that's all we got. Dude,
sexy. Right?
What? You like it?
Well,
dude, I don't know.
Once again, Freeze is, he's over there right now. But okay, so we talk about social interaction, which is weird. Okay, so now this is another topic that we've talked on about many times on this show, and it's a hoot. What about dating?
Oh,
now how the hell are you to maneuver your way through
in the dating world?
Right. But it's not that easy though, right? You have these apps, and then you find these people on these apps, and they're all whacked out, and then you want to attempt to meet them. Like, what's going on with the dating world with the millennials 2020?
there's a reason
share stories if can.
There's a because so dating is something like big that we wanted to talk to like upon, you know, the show, because I feel like a lot of millennials live their life to find the perfect person right now, which, you know, it's something relatable. But do you want to choose? Do you want to tell them why we chose like the
Mean, I think dating, like, so the best things in life come with time, right?
Yeah.
You put you in work, like relationships, you have to put in time and effort.
Right.
With dating apps, it's like instant gratification. I want to date tomorrow night. Like, oh, I'll swipe like right or left. I don't remember.
Right.
Which
people
way
shopping.
It was.
Right. Right.
But I'll swipe and then I'll get like a date and then we'll go on the date. And it's like, it's just unnatural. I feel like I'm almost interviewing, like, and he's interviewing me, and it's just like, it's not natural.
Right.
So it's different.
What is swipe?
Once again, freeze.
Are you joking? Are you
freeze.
Freeze is on drink 69 at this point.
I wish I had an old man sound effect.
So what is it? You swipe like right? If to
What is that?
Swipe left, swipe right on the app.
Tinder.
Tinder.
Bumble and Gabe.
Oh, Bumble. Tinder. Freeze, I'll tell you after the show.
Okay.
Wow.
Take it easy. Take it easy. It's a dating app. It's a dating app.
Freeze is signing on right now.
It's like Oriental Trading, but
in that. Oriental?
Do you remember that?
You said Oriental
Dude.
Trading?
You're telling me I can find a wife?
Oriental Trading.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
We have an Oriental Trading reference
Tinder
on this
Gold,
show.
You can now, get a membership and you can get more people.
We used to get the catalogs of Oriental Trading. It was really
Everyone's awesome. Laughing because they've all had a Tinder in this room, right?
I'm laughing at Oriental Trading.
Raise your hand if you haven't
the Lord,
had a Tinder.
Wait
relatable,
a
sis.
Yeah, girl.
Wow. Yeah.
Whoa!
Bring the date over here right now tonight.
Swipe me.
Super like. That's
you know. You know. Freeze is gonna do. Freeze is gonna walk up to girl on the street like you would swipe me.
Wait.
You know, if you saw me, would you swipe me?
Right.
Wait. You like can I ask a serious question? Does anybody in this room have Tinder though, or was on it? Okay. Wait.
Right.
Can I ask you if you don't get? You know, like, okay, did you have the membership?
I've had membership. Really? There's a membership.
So you can pay more, and you can, I'm being real. Right. This is.
There you go. I like it.
Right. Okay. So if you have the membership, you can see who liked you. Were you ever the type of person? You don't have to answer. I mean, yeah, actually, you might should answer.
You probably
but anyways, answer if you if you're the type of person and you saw that they didn't super like you, were you like, wasn't a super like? Like you know what I mean? I thought that was getting salty.
What does that
right.
even
so
mean?
That's a whole other level, right? That's a whole other level.
It's aggressive. It's like,
are you?
You want.
No, is that
penetration?
So, like, all right. So
right?
I got. So now I knew I was keeping up with you guys for the most part.
Right? We need
and then
the
like
membership.
I'm not as lost as Freeze. I know what Tinder
Bumble.
Is. I know what's going on. I know
what's
swiping.
That's
I know.
Where the girl
but like
out.
The super like is that a double swipe? What the
so
hell
we
is that
talk
mean?
About
like
a super like is like
the definition here.
Gosh, how would you explain a super like?
I've never been on Tinder.
Are you lying?
I just did Bumble.
Bumble. Okay, so super like
is that a real like a real hard swipe? Like I don't even
super like I guess
like this.
Swipe.
A super hard... like lets them know that you want them like now. Like you're kind of aggressive.
Wow,
like,
I like it.
And you
this
know
is
if
great.
You're watching
watch
out there, you know what I mean. You know what I mean? But okay, so there's Bumble too, which is
explain
another
to us Bumble.
App.
Yeah, what's the difference there with?
Yeah.
So Bumble is where the girl makes the move.
Okay.
So,
really?
Yeah.
That's where that's the one I use. That's the one
I use.
I mean, that's where I've met. I mean,
so
I had
you don't
I
get
got
random
I,
pictures show up in your inbox.
I was
you know?
On that. I had my girlfriend of a year and a half. Not a girlfriend anymore, but we met on Bumble.
Okay, so Bumble. What's the format here? You sign up for this thing, and as a woman, you're choosing. Now, how are you choosing? The man doesn't have any say in this situation.
The man goes and he swipes.
Okay.
And he'll swipe if he thinks you're good looking or whatever. He'll swipe, I guess, right on you. And then if you swipe right on him too, then you'll match. And when you match, then the female has to initiate the conversation within 24 hours.
Wow,
if she doesn't, it goes away.
Wow.
What's up, girl?
Jeez.
I did one little finger
Snapchat.
No, so, but the guys can't immediately
like
DM what? Them like weird shit. Like,
what you like eat?
That's like kind of the deal.
Wow. Okay, so welcome to 2020. Okay, so you got Tinder, you got Bumble. That's the main ones right now for.
I would say.
Does Facebook have any kind of dating thing? Isn't that something?
I wouldn't be surprised if they.
No,
they
okay.
Like, I keep getting these posts when I like.
Are you on it?
You got the post for that, Freeze? You're in
like,
Tinder.
They're like, hey, Facebook dating. I'm like, the fuck. Like, I don't like any of
That's right. Facebook dating. Who gives a fuck? Right?
That's prime grounds for catfishing, I would probably imagine.
Yeah. Facebook I would think dating. The same for all three of these things. There's going to be bots and going to be all these fake people running around.
Another reason why we started Millennial Monday is because on the show, I co-host with John Venere and Tanya Joaquin.
Yeah, yeah, yes.
Not shading them, but they are definitely older than I am. So when I say some references on the show, they don't understand.
Oh, okay.
They say some things.
They can reference you. Yeah, they can.
Exactly.
All right.
So Jen and I came up one day and we're like, you know, we should bridge this generation gap. And we should like explain to them what we're going through. And you know, like how a lot of like your moms and your dads are like, you know, back in my day, you know, we didn't do this. But it's different. You know, like anxiety is on a whole different level for this generation. You know, like dating's on a whole different level for this generation.
Right.
And I feel like locally, there's nothing that they can relate to. Like the local millennials can relate to. So that's where we come in. You know, we can share like, you know, we've been on Tinder. We've been on Bumble. You know,
right.
We have the different anxieties that we have, you know.
Right, and that's the thing that local programming hasn't touched on.
Exactly.
Is that generation.
And
so,
we're trying to, break that like cheesy hosty host vibe because it's 2020. Right.
Is this a weekly every Monday, Millennial Mondays, or what's the time frame here?
It's monthly. So it's going to start off monthly, hopefully.
Make them weekly. Get how many topics to talk
about? Maybe on YouTube.
You want to buy in?
I mean, quite frankly. Yeah. Okay, one final one in the regards of dating is, okay, say you do meet this person or say you don't want to even go on these dating apps and you want to meet that person in person, where do you go? As a millennial, where are you going to find these guys?
To the bar.
It's still open. Which can be the zoo. I mean, right?
No,
wow.
Many zoos are.
If that's DJ Freeze's hunting ground.
That's when you have to.
Bar is the only option at this point in 2020?
I've only been to the bar.
Which makes sense.
I'm still single. It didn't work out.
But then that's the people are there. That's where we could probably do the most mingling. Like what, Jenna, what do you have? Where do you go to meet the gentleman callers?
I mean, I used to go to the bar a lot with girlfriends. I have one of them in the audience right there.
Shout out. Girls Night Out. Yes.
Girls Night Out, yeah. But, you know, it never really works out because guys are, you know, they have a one-track mind sometimes.
Right.
Especially when drinks are involved. So I would say just, like, put down the phone and just interact with people around you.
Right.
You know, and that's how you're going to meet someone.
Right. And then, but there lies the issue, right? Of just how are they interacting? How can they create a conversation? Mm-hmm. Ask a question?
Exactly.
Problems. Gosh, it's really dismal, isn't it?
It's crazy. Like,
it's like really. Yeah,
this is really dumb.
I'm developing anxiety.
They're
right
like,
now.
I'll just lay in bed and swipe.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Hang on in the produce section at Whole Foods.
It's insane.
No, so, like, for real, like,
For real, I get you, man. I mean, like, I don't know. What are we going
to
do?
Like, you're telling me as a millennial, whenever you were born, you're telling me you can't walk up to somebody and just talk story? You got to fucking swipe on the app just to talk story with somebody?
Basically,
bro.
Welcome to 2020.
Oh, talk about, she back has a 20 in my day. Now, 20, we got the back in my day guy right here.
Millennials still that? They still say like oof? Is like oof still a thing? Do you know what oof is?
No. Okay.
You're from
what? She's from LA.
Right. So that's a good thing if you don't know that. So
what is it?
Oof.
What's oof?
Bang them
out. No, she's from LA. She's from LA.
Bang them out.
Wait.
Oh my god!
Freeze! Take it easy!
No,
I don't know.
Stay right here. Yeah.
Freeze, calm down.
I missed that interaction. Okay.
Bruh.
That's basically it. Yes,
yeah.
Going there, you know.
But basically,
guys,
going forward, we're going to be talking about
right. Sends up your ball. You know, sends his balls to your DM. You're getting excited or what? And then you decide to go oof. That's a horrible definition, but yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm gonna go to a bathroom right now.
Look, he's waiting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, before anyone goes to oof, we're gonna have a little game first before.
Oh man.
Before that.
Right.
And then Big Mox is going to be joining in on this one. We're going to play the debut of Make the Millennials Laugh. Can millennials laugh amongst all of the dismal that we discussed just now? All
right.
Can we get laughing going? So we're going to get this set up. Let's take a break. Sleep time's over. And we're going to close it out. Big Mox is here once again. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up. Woo! He's got a uke. First time.
Yes.
So what we got in store here? Is this from an upcoming project or older song? What do you got?
So I'm going to like play this song that I really like to sing. But I've been making music under a different name.
Yes.
Jonah Jackson. That's my first and middle name. Right. More like on the island reggae vibe.
Nice.
But you know me as Mox, like rapping and spitting and freestyling and battling. But I've always been singing. Long time ago, I was on this show thing.
Yep.
So I've been trying to like just bring that back to life and do everything I know how to do.
So any upcoming projects in regards to this you got coming
yes,
up?
Yes. February 14th, Valentine's Day, we're going to drop a little EP. Just like 3-4 songs of some like lovers, vibe, reggae. Yeah. We're trying to break some stuff also in that space because I want to, you know, really merge what this reggae, hip-hop, the last two musical innovations, which we live so thoroughly here in Hawaii. So
you mentioned love too. So amongst all the dismay of this show tonight, let's end on a good note.
Yeah.
Let's end on a love note.
That's why I decided last minute to do something like more of the vibe for this evening. Let's go.
Nice. Nice.
Melancholy, perhaps blues-ish.
I love it. I love it. Melancholy, another staple of the show. Once again, Big Mox, let's go.
Does the time go? Where will it end? Feels like I'm walking down this road for a while, my friend. The more I tend to lie, the more I to suffer, it's not the same when the years going by. It's not the same when there's tears in your eyes. It's not the same when the boy ain't got no home. Wind and the rain till it shot you down to the bone. It's not the same. Oh, oh, oh. It's not the same. Whoa. Shouldn't have left you, darling. I know that now. Seems like the only point that you take is the way down. The morning changed to night. The more I tend to suffer, it's not the same when the years going by. It's not the same when there's tears in your eyes. It's not the same when the boy ain't got no home. Wind and the rain till it shot you down to the bone. Good love. Good love.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, sir.
Nice, nice stuff. Wow. Too late already. We cannot. We gotta go sleep. Sorry. He would love to, and he would, but we gotta get out of here. Shout out to everybody here at the Highbrow tonight. First one of 2020. Sky Cameron. KO on the boards. Once again, sound. If we don't have it, that's it, right? Shout out J Nads, social media. Shout out to Justin Park, who ran off somewhere to go back work.
And left his beer, bro. I'm going to drink it.
He did? Wow. We'll figure out. He's, oh, he's Mai Tai guys. Shout out to shout out to the Lord. Shout out to Jana Weissman. Shout out to Mikey Moniz. The Millennials. We got dreary times ahead of us. And to end it out, we got to say a shout out to the man that's been on fire tonight. DJ Freeze, his birthday. Freeze, get over here. Can you maneuver without...
Freeze.
Don't break anything else. Okay, so yes, Freeze, birthday, Saturday?
Saturday, my birthday.
That's right, brother. Let's go. Swipe on him. Let's go. Bang him out. Bang him out. Sleep time's over. We're out. Good night.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.